Business leaders from Michigan want more jobs, higher personal income, and a healthy economy. That's the focus of Business Leaders from Michigan. And hopefully the focus of our elected officials for the most part, because in the Clinton administration, the phrase was, it's the economy, stupid. James Carville said it about getting reelected. And Alyssa Slotkin would like to be reelected, U.S. Congresswoman, Democrat in the 8th Congressional District. But we find ourselves talking about lots of things other than the economy, whether it's in debates, whether it's in the media. And I wonder if, whether you're on the campaign trail, if anybody cares about anything but the economy right now. Thank you for being here. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So sometimes we take our narrative from media outlets and so forth, but when you are at events, what do people care about?
I mean, I think it sort of goes between three main issues that I'm hearing about. One, certainly the economy, inflation, price of gas underlying that. Number two, we've been hearing a lot about choice since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And then number three, the cost still of their healthcare and prescription drugs. Some combination of those three is almost always what is raised first with me, you know, when we're out doing 5, 6, 7 events a day now.
Why do you think abortion comes in your top three?
You know, it never did. And I just think if Roe v. Wade hadn't been overturned, it was just never a topic of conversation in this area. You know, I think the majority of people would label themselves pro-life. So it just, I can count on one hand the number of times I was asked to talk about it before the Supreme Court overturned the decision. And then people in Michigan sort of realized we had a 1931 ban on all abortions on our books, and we snapped back to that. It's one of those things that shot from kind of nowhere to the top of the chart.
It's not a big percentage of women who will have abortions, is it, or is it?
I don't know that it's a big percentage of women. I think it's about an access issue. I think a women, in particular, what I've been hearing from lately are, you know, the 1 in 4 women who have miscarriages and have had some sort of DNC procedure because they're in the middle of a dangerous miscarriage and their doctor recommends it. Many women I know say, I have 3 beautiful children, but before I had those, I was able to have my kids, I had 2 or 3 miscarriages. And I had a DNC procedure in order to be able to go on and have those beautiful children. And are you saying that if my daughter grows up, she won't be able to have that procedure? So it's about abortion, of course, but it's also about when you're in that terrible moment when you desperately want a child, and for your own health, your doctor recommends a DNC. That's also off the table. So it's scaring people, I think.
That subtlety is all lost in the politics of it, it seems to me. And, you know, we have a governor and the governor's campaign that latched onto this campaign like a life ring, it seems to me, and made it all about that. I find that unfortunate. When you're out on the campaign trail, Congresswoman Slotkin, do people care where you live?
I haven't really been asked about that by anyone but the media. I'm sitting here in Lansing talking to you and right now from my condo in Lansing. And it's, I think, something that was generated, you know, by the other side as something of interest. I'm happy to talk about it. I think that where it took a turn for me was, you know, once it was proven that I paid fair market value, I'm living here like anyone else with a landlord. When I asked my opponent, you know, are you accusing me of living with another man? Because you keep putting out stuff like that. He didn't back away from that on live TV. And, you know, that's kind of, as a woman in politics, that's kind of the oldest play in the book, right? So, you know, my husband and I would still like to talk with Mr. Barrett about that. But
I bet your husband would like to have a quiet word with him outside.
Indeed. So I'm hoping that he doesn't go that route again and he tries to keep it clean. You know, I would never personally, no matter what, go after somebody's family and someone's reputation like that. So I hope he keeps it cleaner than he has.
Are you worried about the president? You know, Donald Trump was in the state this week for Republicans. Are you worried about the president right now calling in the middle of a crowd for a congresswoman who's passed away and talking about being 30 with a 12-year-old and all the rest of it?
You know, they're gaffes. They're gaffes. I don't know how better to explain it. And I think when you make a gaffe, look, everyone who's an elected official has said something that they, you know, they misspoke or they didn't like, and you just got to own it. And I think what I would rather see is, like, look, if the president says something that's a gaffe, just own it and move on. And I think the bobbing and weaving is what I don't need afterwards. No one likes to see that. But do I think it's, you know, the fundamental issue of certainly my campaign or any other campaign? No.
Vice President Harris has said that communities of color will be first in line for relief after Hurricane Ian. Why the effort to divide us all the time?
Yeah. As someone who's got her in-laws down in Florida and cousins down in Florida, and, you know, so many Michiganders go to Florida or have place down there that they go from time to time, I just think you need to get the aid to the people who are in the worst part of the storm, you know, the people who were most affected. And that should be it. That should be it, whether you're white or black, whether you're man or woman, whatever it is. The people who need the aid the most, who have been devastated the most. My family's on the East Coast side of the state. Mm-hmm. The West Coast side clearly took the brunt. I would never say that the East Coast side needs to get the aid before the West Coast side. So just have it based on need rather than anything else.
16 years I've been hosting this show. 16 years we've been talking about helping veterans transition to civilian life. 30 seconds on what you've done to help that.
Yeah, we passed a bill that will go to the president's desk called the Solid Start Bill. It says the VA must reach out to every new veteran 3 times at least in their first year after separation. It's a year of vulnerability. Suicide is almost double what it is normally for veterans, and veterans just don't know what they've earned. This allows them to get access to those services because they know about them finally.
Thank you so much, Alyssa Slotkin, Congresswoman.
You already know
re-election.
That Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the largest network of top doctors and hospitals in Michigan. But what you may not know is Blue Cross is making it easier than ever for you to see those top doctors, however, whenever, and wherever you need to see them. And that means you can get the care you need on your terms through office visits, telehealth, a 24-hour nurse line, mental health support, urgent care, and more, giving you the confidence in knowing that you and your family are covered no matter what. No wonder Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is the name more people across the state have trusted for the past 83 years to help them live healthier lives. So whether it's a cough, a fever, a broken arm, or a broken spirit, Blue Cross is here for you anytime, anywhere, with access to support for both your physical and mental health, even from the privacy of your own home. Blue Cross is here for it all and always will be. Learn more at hereforitall.com.